Woo-hoo-hoo. Glory, honk, amen, somebody. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to get out of the house? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise you, dear Father. Oh, my, we worship and praise the great and wonderful, mighty name of Jesus this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Our comforter and our guide, our intercessor and our advocate and our counselor and our strengthener, our teacher. Oh, we thank you and praise you this morning. Praise you this morning. Praise you this morning. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Well, this morning, we haven't been together in a while. So open your Bibles to Mark chapter 11. Where else? Hallelujah. Of course. When all else fails, read the book. When you read the book, when you preach, you don't know what else to preach, preach Mark 11. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited, more than just excited about the Lord, what the Lord's given me to say to you this morning. Mark 11, 22. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Well, what about my finances? Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother George, what about this coronavirus? Have faith in God. Have faith in the one that gave himself. Have faith in the one that lifted you up out of hell's grip. Have faith in the God of this universe. Hey, we have a measure of the same faith that God used to create this whole universe. We have the same faith that Jesus had when he was here on the earth. He just knew a whole lot more about using it than we do. Glory to God. Have faith in the Almighty God. Have faith in the El Shaddai God, the God who's more than enough, the God who is more than capable, the God who knew all about this before it ever came to pass, the God that was already interceding for us, the God that was already helping us before we ever heard of COVID-19. Amen. Have faith in God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to turn with me also to the book of Ephesians, please. In the third chapter, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause, the Apostle Paul said, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. The whole family in heaven, the whole family in the earth is named after the Almighty God. Glory to God. Now listen to what he said in the 20th verse. Now unto him that is able to do unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that's at work in us. Hallelujah. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the power of our faith. That's the power of the name of Jesus. That is the power of the universe working inside human bodies and human spirits. Hallelujah. Have faith in this God. Have faith in the God who gave himself as a ransom for all to be testified of in due time. Well, it's due time. The time is due and the time is now to testify, glory to God, that the greater one is alive within us. The greater one is alive. The greater one is alive in this United States. The greater one is here. The greater one. I said the greater one, glory to God. He's alive. Glory to God. He's alive. Is Jesus in you right now? Is the Holy Spirit in you right now? Is God the Almighty Father in you right now? Then what on this green earth are you concerned about? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh, let's give him some more praise. Give him some more praise this morning. Give him some more praise this morning. Now, being named after the Father, George, we're in the family. The family. The family of God in heaven and in earth. We're a big family. That makes us somebody. We're somebody. We're somebody. Oh, glory to God, we're somebody. Well, I wonder who he is. I mean, he must be somebody. He got a special seat today. Well, he knows the president. Well, that's wonderful. I mean, I met him. I even had the honor and privilege of laying hands on him and praying for him. But that don't make me somebody. Now, he's somebody. Yeah, he's somebody, not because he's president of the United States, but because he's a born-again man, that makes him somebody. That makes him somebody. Glory to God. Faith in God makes a somebody out of nobody. Believing God makes a somebody out of nobody. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't love you cause you somebody. No, no. You're somebody because Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord makes you somebody. You're somebody. They say, somebody said, well, they think they're somebody. Come. Well, we're somebody and we're here. Glory to God. Yes, amen. But we're not bragging on ourselves. We're not bragging on our ability. We're not bragging on our finances. No, glory to God. We're bragging on the Lord God Almighty. We're bragging on the Jesus that hung on that cross. We're bragging on him that knew no sin, that was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We're bragging on our righteousness in him. Glory to God. We're bragging on what he's done for us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I believe with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul and my strength, I believe in the Almighty God. I believe in the Almighty God. I serve the Almighty God. The Almighty God lives within me. He lives with me. He lives within you. He lives with you. He's never leave you nor forsake you. The Spirit of God is surrounding you at all times, everywhere you go. And I can prove it from the Bible. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody getting anything out of this morning? I just wanted to hear you honk. Glory to God. I just wanted to hear you honk about it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I want to show you the somebody that you really are. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, praise God. Verse 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness, that's you, with unrighteousness? What communion hath light, that's you, with darkness? What concord hath Christ, that's you, with Belial? Or what part hath he that believes, that's you, with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God, that's you? That deserves a honk. Amen. That's amen in honk language, you understand? Yeah, that was a good one. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said. He's already said it. And what he says is. He's already said it. God hath said, I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. That's what I wanted to get to. I will walk in them. Wherever you go, he is there. He is in you. He is around you. He is above you and beneath you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, even to the end of it all. Hallelujah. I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you, even to the end of the world, even to the end of the ages. I will walk in them. I have this consciousness about me. I learned this years ago that I'm guilty of this. I tend to center right in here because that's where I hear the voice of the Lord. Like any born again believer, you can hear the voice of the Lord. That's where you get the inward witness about certain things is right in here. But no, if he's going to walk in me, his legs are in my legs. Now we know this is true. George, think about it. That's, we lay hands, we're his hands. We're his legs. We're his eyes. He's not just centered in here. This is the heart of it all. When I walk up next to danger, he's right there. He's walking in me. Amen. And I'm working on having sense enough to own and understand that when I speak, he's speaking in me, not just when I'm on this platform, but all the time, 24 hours a day. And my speech and my response to others is still not as not as love responsive as it will be. Praise God. Just recently I've made advanced decisions concerning this. To not respond sharply and then have to change my attitude. I will walk in them and I will not get mad at the wind that changed the whole book. Here we are. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them. Now, what does that mean? I will dwell in them. I'll live there. I will live inside my people. Our God has no life in this earth except through his people. He has no life in this earth except through his people. His people are his outlet into this earth. Nobody gets born again without people. People are involved some way or other. The night I was born again, first week of November, 1962, nobody was witnessing to me. Nobody said anything to me about it. But folks, I had a mother that prayed for me night and day and day and night and night and day and day and night. And I have a wife that loves me unconditionally. And she had accepted the Lord a couple of weeks before. And you have to understand, she was born and raised in a church that never mentioned anything about the new birth, never said anything. She didn't know what the word saved meant. She never heard about being born again. But she was just sitting in an empty house on a rollaway bed because I fouled the whole place up. And I'm not going into that horror story anymore. But hey, my mother sent me a Bible. It was laying on this gorgeous, beautiful coffee table that I had made in high school shop class. You should have seen that stunning thing. It was awful. Anyway, that little Bible was lying there. My mother had sent it. And she wrote a note to me, precious darling, Ken Precious. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. George, that one verse, that one witness from my mother. But see, it took a person. Somebody had to write that in that Bible and send it to me. And mother's praying all the time. And Gloria just prayed this simple, simple, simple prayer. She said, well, I certainly need things. Lord, take my life and do something with it. He took her life and he has certainly done something with it. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Praise God forevermore. Now, have faith in God. Have faith in the Holy Spirit. Have faith in Jesus. Have faith in your faith. Have faith in this book. Have faith in God. Listen to me. Have faith in the United States of America. Have faith in this nation. This is the only nation under heaven. This is the only one. There is none other like it. There's never been one like it. This is the only The only nation ever in existence that the very first act of its government, the very first act of the Senate, the very first House, act of the House, the first act of Congress was to walk down to the temple, to a chapel, and go in that chapel. And George Washington, our very first president, dedicated this nation to the preaching of the gospel and to the Lord Jesus Christ. Have faith in the United States, bless God. Have faith in this nation. It is an overcoming nation. It's under horrible attack, terrible attack, but have faith in her. She's strife sick right now. She needs our prayers, but have faith in her. This nation will never fall until God gets done with it. And he won't be done with it until we're gone out of here. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Faith in God. Faith in the United States. Faith in one another. I have faith in you. I have faith in the faith that's on the inside of you. I believe in you. I believe for you, yes, but I believe in you. Those of you that have been hit hard by this thing financially, you're going to come out of it like Job. You're going to come out of it. You're going to come out of it double. You will come out of this crisis exactly the way you have faith to come out of this crisis. Now I'm going to close it with this. I want to close it with this. In the fifth chapter of the book of Mark, the woman that was healed from the issue of blood, verse 27, well, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years had suffered many things, many physicians, spent all that she had and nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard, came in, pressed behind, and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus immediately knowing in himself and so forth. I want to get to that 34th verse. For she said, if I but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. I will be made whole. Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. She said, if I but touch his clothes, I will be made whole. She said it. She said it. And Jesus said, your faith hath made thee whole. So what she said was her faith speaking. What she said was her faith talking. What she said is what she received. What she said is what she received. She received what she said, and she said it, and she did it, and she told it. Praise God, she received it. Hallelujah. What you say, is your faith speaking. Well, I just don't know how I'm going to come out of that. That's your faith speaking. Except it turned to fear. What you and I say about this mess that the devil threw on the world, what you say about it is what will happen. You are the prophet of your own house. You are the prophet of your own job. You are the prophet of your own income. You are the prophet. You say it. It's the way you say it. I'm not the prophet over your house. I can't be. That's your house. I have no authority over your house. But what you say, what you say is what's coming. What you say is what he'll do. That's what El Shaddai in the flesh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is his name. And he will say, hey, daughter, son, it is done. Praise God. Be it done to your finances exactly what you said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Now in this last moment, Abraham considered not his own body now dead, but only that which God had promised. Anybody here this morning that's having any kind of problems in your body, don't consider those symptoms. Consider the one that is the author and the finisher of your faith. Consider the one that went to hell and paid the price so you could sit here this morning in the bright sunshine in the freest nation on the face of the earth, so that you could be born of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, healing belongs to you. Say it, healing belongs to me. I receive my healing today. I receive it, Lord Jesus. I receive it. Your healing resides on the inside of me, and I receive it to flow out of my spirit into my flesh. Glory to God. And should there be anyone in this congregation this morning that you have any doubt whatsoever, in the slightest thought that if something happened to you right now and you left your body, that you would be present with the Lord. Anyone at all that has the slightest idea of that. Oh, listen, you can be so sure. You can know that you 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 know. Glory to God. I'm a born again child of the living Savior. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. Hallelujah. Of course, if it was where we could, I would lay hands on you this morning. Pastors would lay hands on you this morning for your healing. We would lay hands on you to receive the infilling to overflowing with the precious Holy Spirit. But he's here right now. He's here. So, in this semi-virtual meeting, I virtually lay my hands on you in the name of Jesus. In the sweet name of Jesus. Receive your healing from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. Receive your healing. Receive the joy of the Lord this morning. Joy is in you if you know Jesus as your Lord. But you have to activate it. You can laugh when there is nothing to laugh about. You can shout when it's seemingly nothing to shout about. But I set my hands upon you. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive your healing. And know that you're healed. Dear Lord, Father, and our heavenly healer, Jesus, grant us this mass miracle instantly this morning. And all that need financial healing and financial miracles, grant us this financial glorious healing today. Money and funds and goods and things from unexpected sources. And the greatest and grandest job you've ever seen or ever had in your entire life will just seem to seek you out. And we thank you for it this morning. And for all of you, any man, woman, boy, or girl, accepting Jesus this morning, here present or around the world where you're watching online, the easiest thing you ever did in all your life, because Jesus did all the hard part. He suffered like no man has ever suffered or ever will. Beat up so badly that he no longer looked like a human being. But he did it for you. And all that you and I had to do is like what Miss Gloria did. Take my life and do something. Just pray with me this morning, oh, our Father in heaven. We all pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I repent of all my sin. Take my life and do something. By faith, I see it. I am born again. I am a new creature this morning. And the great and almighty God has come to dwell in my heart. And now that I'm saved, now that I'm a new creature, now that I'm born again, now that I've been made the righteousness of God in Him, fill me to overflowing, please, with your precious Holy Spirit. I fully expect to speak right now, right this minute. In my supernatural prayer language. My supernatural praise language.
My supernatural praise language.
Just like they did on the day of Pentecost.
Just like they did on the day of Pentecost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Croteste
lora ma. Co Marie. Just give him praise. Just worship him this morning. Just worship him this morning. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you this morning that COVID-19 is defeated.
Yes, it is.
Very rapidly turning into a...
Thank you, Jesus.
Just a spiritual bump in the road. A nasty bump. But once again, our God reigns. And we reign with you, sir. We reign with you, and we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you this morning. Praise God. Thank you this morning. I love you very, very much. Thank you, Jesus.